A couple of things as we begin to talk and interact that you were sharing just really were stimulating some things that are in my heart. You know, I think it's important for us to actually ask the question, why? And I think that sometimes when we don't understand the real problem, we create symptomatic cures. And today's cures become tomorrow's problems. And so I think one of the things that we need to do as a church is realize that our role is not to protect the rules. Our role is to protect relationships first. And, you know, we don't live in an old covenant where our goal is to protect the rules. I want to get out of the role of being the rent-a-cop who got hired to protect the Ark of the Covenant that Jesus left 2,000 years ago. So I want to get out of the I'm the cosmic no guy, and God is the cosmic killjoy, and my job is to protect His God's desire to keep us from having a good time, because that is somehow evil. And so I think it's really important that we ask ourselves the deeper questions. And instead of looking at someone's behavior, it seems to me like that much of religious culture tries to do what Jesus spoke against, in that the Pharisees tried to create righteousness externally. And Jesus said, you clean the outside of the cup, but inside there's a problem. And I think that, in my opinion, and I love the church, you know, I think I've been to church every Sunday morning for the last 35 years, and probably have missed maybe 10 Sundays in my life, because, I mean, that's how much I value, you know, the actual assembly of the church. And we'll go on vacation and we'll go to church, you know. I love the church, not just Bethel. I just love the church. But as an insider, I think it's pretty easy to look around and understand why things aren't really changing. This might be a shocking example to you, but I just finished that book, Heavy Rain, which is actually a book about cultural transformation. So I did a bunch of research, and I found out that the cities that have the highest Christian church-going population in America have the worst social statistics. Let me just put it like, make sure that what you heard me say, I really did say. In other words, the more people that go to a Christian church, percentage-wise, in a city, the worse off the social statistics are, with the exception of 5 cities in America. What does that tell you? That gathering people does not transform cities.